Two federal agencies are joining forces to help solve long-standing world problems. NASA and USAID have been working together for years on a program that helps track and gather data on everything from climate change to disease outbreak. But now they've signed a memorandum of understanding that will give a partnership a boost. Will Schmidt is the Open Innovation Advisor in the Office of Science and Technology at USAID. He tells Federal News Radio how the agreement is about to get kicked up a notch.
Our oldest collaboration with NASA is a program called SERVEAR, which is an Earth Observation Monitoring and Visualization System. It's a geospatial information system and remote sensing platform that has basically allowed really kind of expert analysis of on-the-ground situations like you've described, climate change, like even in some cases disease outbreak, to be done in the regions on the ground where we have regional nodes, and there are actually three of them. There's one in Kathmandu, Nepal, there's one in Nairobi, Kenya, and there's one in Panama. That collaboration, as I said, has existed for 5 years, and we intend to do more in that. We are actually standing up a geospatial center here within USAID Washington to support expert geospatial analysis to serve our officers in the field. NASA, as you would imagine, has really advanced satellite and remote sensing capabilities, which they've had for quite some time. So it's been a natural marriage over the years. But we at USAID are now getting to the point where we're going to have the capacity to really take advantage of that better than we've been able to. And part of what we intend to do under this new agreement is to have an exchange with NASA in which their folks with this expertise directly assist us in building out our capability, which is incredibly exciting for us. It's part of a larger recognition that science and technology expertise and the research dollars that are out there within the federal government are phenomenal. And we at USAID intend to do a much better job of leveraging that taxpayer money that's already out there in federal research in these capabilities like geospatial information systems for international development purposes. And that's kind of really at the heart of what we're talking about here in this collaboration.
I would like for you to talk about that and also give us a timeline of when all of this is going to start to take place, or is it underway?
So, well, SERVEAR is absolutely underway. The centers operating on the ground have been there for several years,
right,
and will keep doing what they're doing. So to get into the launch program a little bit, this program is a year and a half old. We remain incredibly excited about it, and we're going to continue to build this one out and grow under the, you know, now officially codified relationship with NASA. So what it is, it is essentially a really unusual intergovernmental and public-private partnership that we founded to address key sustainability issues through technology, entrepreneurship, and innovation. It really started as an experiment, and USAID founded it in partnership with NASA, Nike, and the State Department because of a recognition of mutual interests in this area, and because we recognize that really unconventional modes of problem solving are necessary to get at humanity's deepest challenges in areas like water, energy, health, and we also recognize that we have unusual convening power as the U.S. government. And at the same time, we also recognize that we are not, in many cases, the lead problem solvers, but that we can enable and empower those who are. So what we do through launch is focus each quote-unquote module of launch, for example, the first one was water, on a key sustainability issue. We source and select 10 really leading edge innovators, many of them private businesses, but not exclusively, who we believe are in an especially good position to have large scale impact on that issue. We convene them in person for a 3-day forum to date, which has been held at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And we convene a group of multidisciplinary experts called the Launch Council to give them basically advice and counsel. And that also forms a really powerful network for them. We actually have seen that our launch innovators have benefited enormously from this network. A few of them have achieved quite amazing things through the contacts that we've helped them, contacts and relationships that we've helped them nurture through launch.
I wanted to get into the concept of the partnership and what you had described as being unique and unusual. I know that you've partnered with NASA for years.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but you have kicked it up a notch. Do you think this is something that other agencies or other organizations could look at and say, oh, we could work together and pool our resources and really do something to change the planet?
I absolutely do. This has been a key emphasis of ours in the Office of Science and Technology at USAID. I can't claim that that's an entirely unique thing, but I think powers like these, when combined across the federal government or with other really well-placed institutions, I mean, they've really allowed us to knock down institutional barriers and to get at problem solving in very unconventional ways. I think folks often don't realize the convening power and the networks that we have and that we have access to as the federal government. And we have seen this really pay off in spades through our collaboration with NASA, through things like Launch, through things like Sevier, and we know that we're able to do more in the future. I absolutely would encourage this approach, both in the federal government and elsewhere. It's a key part of the way that we intend to do business going forward. I know our colleagues at NASA feel the same way.